The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now, that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered him, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you now here this morning once again. Little thought for you. Of the amazing things that God wants to do through you in your life and with those you love and will do through you, but only first if you offer him the complete surrender of your heart. I ask you to stop and consider this for a moment, what it means to be a member of the Catholic Church. We regularly underestimate just how profound that membership is. Because being a member of the Catholic Church is a heck of a lot more than just being a member of this parish. And the church is bigger than all the parishes and all of our dioceses. And it's bigger than all the dioceses and all the parishes and all of our country. And sometimes we never even think beyond that. It's even bigger than all the parishes and all the dioceses and all the countries through all the world. And nobody's got more churches and more places than the Catholic Church. We even have a full-time chapel in Antarctica. Believe it or not. Nobody's in more places than we are. To be a member of the Catholic Church means to be a member of the body of Christ. And honestly, that membership extends down through the centuries. What our Lord has done was prefigured in your mysterious first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel that tells about the water flowing from the temple, and it starts out as a trickle, and then it becomes a stream, and then it becomes a river, and finally it empties out into the sea. Well, the temple is Christ the Lord, right? Remember what he said to the scribes and the Pharisees when he busted out the bullwhip in the temple? He said, "Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days." And he was talking about the temple of his own body. The temple is Christ the Lord. And this trickle that becomes a stream, that becomes a river, that's the grace that he sends out. And it started as his blood and water that flowed from his side as he hung upon the cross, a symbol of the sacramental life of the church. Started as a trickle. And boy, has it emptied out into the sea. It didn't happen immediately, but it sure did spread. You know, it's interesting, only one-third of the Catholics in the world come from Europe and North America. Two-thirds of the membership in our church comes from South America, Africa, Asia, and the South Pacific. And this hasn't happened overnight. It started as a trickle, worked out to be a stream, it became a river. 100 years ago, the most populous nations in the world in terms of sheer Catholic numbers were Italy and France. Today, Brazil and Mexico, followed closely by the Philippines, and trailing not far behind that, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Okay? It's really spread, and it's really gone out to all the limits of all the earth. But it's only done so through people who were willing and cooperating. God didn't force this on anybody. See what he can do through a heart that's willing to surrender to him. And that's actually where our gospel comes in. This man, he's been sick for 38 years, and Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be well?" "Well, of course I want to be well," the man could easily reply. But he kind of hems and he kind of haws because he knows that Jesus is asking a much deeper question. Of course he wants to be well, but does he want to cooperate with what the Lord wants to do with him? 38 is an interesting number. In the Old Testament, that was the number of years that Israelite people wandered in the desert. And everybody says, "No, wait a minute, Father, I know they wandered for 40 years in the desert." They actually only wandered for 38. They spent the first 2 years at Mount Sinai, and then they went straight to the Promised Land. If you look back in your Old Testament and read the story, straight to the Promised Land, where God told them, "It's yours, enter into it, take it." But they lacked the will and they lacked the trust. And because of that, they wandered for 38 more years. So here's our Lord standing next to this man who's been ill for that symbolic number, 38 years. Do you want to get better? In other words, do you want to cooperate with me? I can do so much more than you can imagine. Somewhere in our lives, we're by a pool just like this man right here. And our Lord is knocking at the door of our hearts. And he asks us, "Do you want to be well?" In other words, are you ready to finally trust me completely and surrender 100%? Because there's so much that he wants to do through us. Okay, so here in this Lent, stop and pray about all that God might be trying to do through you if only you would give him not 9/10 of your heart or 95% of your heart, but 100% of your heart. Let's pray for the grace to surrender completely and without reserve and find that our Lord will not condemn us, will not judge us, but will heal us, strengthen us, and set us free. Amen.